This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Last Friday was supposed to be payday for City of Bethel employees, but no one received their checks. Miscommunication in the finance department resulted in the city's employees receiving their paychecks 3 days late. On Monday. On Tuesday, in response, the City Council directed the administration to bring in outside help. 2 weeks ago, City Manager Vinnie Carrazza named Grant Manager John Sargent acting finance director without advertising the position. That move raised concern among some council members. At Tuesday's meeting, Sargent explained to City Council why paychecks were delayed last week.
We have one accounts payable specialist that's in payroll. She's been doing it for 5 years. She's never missed a Friday deadline.
But she did this time. Sargent said the employee was on partial maternity leave, but still was being relied upon to perform payroll duties. Sargent says she didn't make the bank deadline for the paychecks to go out on Friday.
It was a big miss. It was rare, but it did happen. We did everything we could to get it out. We did roll it out. But Monday was the actual deposits.
Sargent said City Manager Carrazza drew $500 checks as advances for employees on Friday to hold them over until Monday. But that and the fact that payroll had never been missed before was not enough to satisfy Vice Mayor Haley Hansen.
I know this is like a fluke, but things keep happening in the city where it's like, it was a fluke. And it's like, we can't keep having flukes. Because then we want to talk about retention. We want people to work for the city. Mm-hmm. Being able to provide a check is one way to do that.
Council member Alyssa Leary wasn't pleased that Carrazza sent an email to all city employees singling out the payroll specialist who made the mistake.
If anything, I would expect the city manager to say, this was my fault, and to take the blame rather than to point blame at any one employee.
Carrazza said the city didn't receive enough notice on when the payroll specialists would be on partial maternity leave. He said former finance director Christine Blake didn't communicate that before she left. Council members voted to direct the administration to stabilize the finance department by hiring a contracting firm to oversee it and to hire a recruitment agency to find a new permanent finance director. In the same meeting, the City Council also voted to approve early voting and electronic voting options. City Clerk Lori Strickler said this would reduce crowds on Election Day and increase overall voter turnout. Early voting would allow residents to cast their ballots during a 2-week period before Election Day, and electronic voting would allow absentee ballots to be submitted via email. In more news, on Saturday, Alaska State Trooper Jerry Evan died at age 50 in Bethel after sustaining life-threatening injuries at his home. Investigators have concluded that Evan's death was, quote, non-criminal in nature. According to an update by troopers, Evan died from apparent self-inflicted injuries. Evan was originally from the village of Nebuskiak. Department of Public Safety spokesperson Megan Peters said Evan worked for over 2 decades in Alaska law enforcement, most of it with Alaska State Troopers. She said, quote, he was very ingrained in the communities he served. His death is an enormous loss. Bethel Mayor Perry Barr, a former trooper himself, said he talked to Evan last month. Barr said Evan had talked about his retirement plans, which would have begun later this year.
I highly respected him. He was a great man. He was a very humble person. And I offer to his family my condolences and my sorrow. Rest in peace, Mr. Trooper Evan.
If you or your loved ones is struggling with suicidal thoughts, please call the Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. You can also call the YKHC Behavioral Health Department's Crisis Response Line at 907-543-6999 or toll-free at 1-844-543-6499. In health news, yesterday, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation announced a Bethel resident had tested positive for COVID-19 while elsewhere in Alaska. YKHC said the individual has been out of the YK Delta for several weeks, so no one within the region would have been exposed to the individual while they were infectious. YKHC said contact tracing and follow-up testing would be managed where the person is currently located. This marks the 9th positive case of COVID-19 that the Regional Health Corporation has announced. In fishing news, the Yukon River King Salmon Run appears to be coming in much weaker than forecasted. State management biologist Holly Carroll says both the King and Summer Chum runs are running late, and the King numbers are very low.
Looking weak enough that there may not be enough harvestable surplus for any King harvest this year on the Yukon.
Carroll says all kings caught incidentally during the fishing openings for chum will have to be returned to the river alive. She says the severe harvest restriction reflects very poor numbers being recorded by the state's pilot station sonar count at the river's mouth.
Our counts at pilot are half what they should be. I mean, we are seeing a run size that could be so weak that we might not meet escapement goals. We might be seeing a run size much like we saw in 2013 or 2012 when we didn't meet goals.
Carroll says the future of the Yukon King Run is at stake and that hopefully the summer and fall chum runs will be strong enough to meet subsistence needs. Lastly, there will be a gillnet opening on the lower Kuskokwim River today, June 24th, for 12 hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. The opening applies from the Kuskokwim River mouth to the Kalskag Bluffs. The river from the Kalskag Bluffs to the headwaters is open full-time to gillnets already. Drift gillnets must be 6-inch mesh or less and may not exceed 45 meshes in depth. Upstream of the Johnson River, nets may not exceed 150 feet in length. Downstream of the Johnson, nets may not exceed 300 feet in length. This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please email your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yuktoon coming up.